Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Dreaming of the Bones by Deborah Crombie, narrated by Jenny Sterlin. This work is copyrighted 1997 by Deborah Crombie. This recording is copyrighted 2000 by Recorded Books Incorporated. After 12 years, the last person Scotland Yard Superintendent Duncan Kincaid expects to hear from is his ex-wife Victoria. But this is no social call. In her biographical research on the troubled poet Lydia Brooke, Victoria's uncovered reasons to believe that Lydia's death 5 years ago was not suicide. Can Duncan refuse her request to look into the long-closed case? And now, Dreaming of the Bones.
Part 1. There are 4 ways to write a woman's life. The woman herself may tell it in what she chooses to call an autobiography. She may tell it in what she chooses to call fiction. A biographer, woman or man, may write the woman's life in what is called a biography. Or the woman may write her own life in advance of living it, unconsciously, and without recognizing or naming the process. Caroline Heilbrunn, from Writing a Woman's Life. Chapter 1. Where beauty and beauty meet, all naked, fair to fair, the earth is crying sweet and scattering bright the air, eddying, dizzying, closing round with soft and drunken laughter. Veil